Hello and welcome to the podcast.
I'm Nicole. I'm Brian.
You weed over my Nicole.
I'm sorry.
I feel like that's awkward.
I weed on your... That sounds gross.
I can't believe you didn't catch that.
We're not into that.
Or are we? Anyways, welcome to episode 10 of So Now You Want a Baby. We are recording on a Thursday night post Friday, like normal for us. We're going to try doing a video recording too.
Isn't the video recording right now?
Mm-hmm. But I say try because I may or may not post it.
Oh, okay. But so it's like, all I'm looking at is a bunch of freaking sound waves or whatever coming through right now. But so in the background on some other screen, something, they're seeing what I'm doing right now.
And the reason,
so if I gave them the finger right now, like, everybody would know?
You can do that, I'm not going to post it. I did not pull up the video so that we could see it because I was like, if I can see myself, I'm going to be focused the whole time on why I look so ridiculous. But anyways... So we have updates.
Actually, I got one today via text message. Obviously, you checked it first before I did. Because apparently you're on the text message list, too.
What do you mean, too? Wait, you got a text message from who?
The...
Invitae people?
Yeah.
Oh, I got an email.
Oh, I got a text.
Oh, look at you.
They said, oh, well, your results are ready. Freaking view here. And then I saw my results, like, when you sent me that.
I screenshot them to you. So, the irony is, which I'll get to, I talked to California IVF today, and they were like, no, we're still waiting on Invitae. And I was like...
Do you think that has something to do with it?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Because it said that we've sent it to your doctor, and we're waiting for their review, and then we'll release it. And I told her, I was like, well, as of December 6th, it says that they're waiting on the doctor. She's like, nope, it's not here. And then, like, within an hour.
You got...
It was released. And I was like, that got in someone's wrong inbox. So, I don't understand 100% all of them either, but I will...
I was going to Google them,
but so, I didn't have time. Yeah, you can. But it gives you, like, a description of all of them. And so, like, I just kind of... Anyways. So, you're a positive carrier for 3. So you're the problem. I'm just kidding.
So I have herpes syphilitis.
No, wrong test.
Oh, I passed that test.
So they are all, I'm going to say it wrong, but autosomal recessive. So that means that your partner would also have to be a carrier in order for these, for your child to be
likely positive of said things. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what it sounds
like. So because, thank goodness I did the test already too because of how long it took.
Mm-hmm.
But that it is okay.
Are you negative on all that?
On all the things you're positive on.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Good. No, that's awesome because that was, so with my bio kid, like that was a thing. Like it was a thing. Like,
you're just worried.
Yeah.
So you are positive as a cystic fibrosis carrier, which we were pretty sure. Your mom had said that she thought you had already done that test and found out.
Mm-hmm.
Which we've talked about that your aunt had and passed with
CF.
Oh, good. I just kicked the camera. So we kind of were expecting that one. So the next two were like very interesting. So this, you're a carrier for these. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have said things.
Okay. Enlighten me.
But you could, if both of your parents, like, so you're a carrier, so you could potentially have said issue or just be a carrier
and
for it.
What are those?
I was going to tell you.
Okay.
So the one is called CYP21. A2.
I saw that.
Which is a congenital adrenal hyperplasia. So it affects your hormone production in your adrenal glands.
Sounds somewhat familiar-ish.
One of the common symptoms is male pattern baldness.
Well, and when they say adrenal glands, I think of adrenaline, and I'm kind of an adrenaline.
That has no.
No.
That's no. But no? that was very good put together. Thanks, it's babe. Something near your kidneys.
That's where your adrenal glands are.
Well, yeah. I know, that's what I'm saying.
So what happens when you freaking wreck a dirt bike? All your adrenaline goes into your brain.
I'm so confused. Is your adrenal gland really affect your adrenaline?
Yes.
No way.
Yes. That's where adrenaline comes from.
I thought you were making a funny.
No.
Oh, so you do have a problem.
Adrenal glands produce adrenaline, and then adrenaline is released.
Okay, so you have a problem.
I do have quite the adrenaline addiction. Yes, I do.
So the other one is called CIITA. It is major histocompatibility complex class 2 deficiency. So it means that if you actually had said deficiency, that you would have a low functioning immune system. You would get frequent infections, more susceptible to like autoimmune diseases, which I feel like isn't really. I feel like you're very healthy, itty bitty baby.
Well,
you're
not helping. Well, define healthy. But when it comes to colds and flus, yeah, and stuff like all that stuff. Yes, I fight those off quite well.
Yeah. So anyways, I thought that was pretty interesting. And I can show you the actual like results that way you can kind of read over them. But I thought the male pattern baldness was funny. The other part of it though was hilarious. That you could grow. The other part of it was like you may develop a beard early in life and like have a full beard. And I was like, well, he definitely doesn't have that.
No, I like how may is the functional term in that statement. I love how may is. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. He may or may not. Yeah. Definitely do not.
Yeah. Do not. I was reading it because it was talking about hair and beards and things like that. And I was like, oh, maybe this is why Brian can't grow a beard. Nope, just your baldness.
No, it just takes me 6 months to grow whatever I got.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm still asking to cut off.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're still waiting for my period.
I was going to say, so enough of me. So
back to my problems. Mm. So I emailed California IVF this morning at like 7 o'clock. And then at 1 o'clock before clinic started for work, I was like, you know, I should probably just drop a line to them because if they try to call me back while I'm at work and then I'm playing phone tag and it's going to be frustrating for both of us. So I called and I was like, hey, is D available? And she was like, yeah. So I was like, hey, just, you know, December 6th, I stopped taking that progesterone something, mm-hmm. whatever, yeah, medication. Yeah, 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 yeah. And you said within about a week, my period should start. No big deal, but it's been 10 days. And I know.
It has kind of been a big deal.
And I know last time I waited like 60 days before I contacted you and you were like, yeah, 35 was the longest. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I didn't want to like delay it. Mm-hmm. And she was like, okay, well, let me talk to the doctor and then I'll get back to you. And I was like, okay, super great. Fantastic. She's like, let me just review everything else. And I was like, yeah. Oh, and we're just waiting for that invite for Brian. And she's like, yeah, we haven't got that yet. She's like, looks like we've gotten everything else going for you, blah, 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 blah. And she goes, oh, and I've already talked to you, right? Like that March is when like the next IVF cycles are like being scheduled. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. We talked about that, which I was encouraged by.
Yeah, because last time it was like March, June.
No, she said March or April.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, well, this is encouraging because now she's saying just March. So like maybe things are progressing quicker than we thought. So while I'm waiting for an email or a call back from her, my phone rings and it says California IVF. Okay. I was like, oh, she must be calling me back. Mm-hmm. And I answered. No, it was Northern California IVF. Because I had, back when I found out it was going to be March or April or whatever, I was really discouraged. And mm-hmm. so I put myself back on a wait list at Northern California IVF.
And that's a different jump.
Yes. So we're going to California IVF. Northern California IVF is a different one.
Where's that at?
Sacramento.
It's still in Sacramento?
Yeah. It's like off of like Auburn, I think. Something like
Auburn
that.
Auburn Boulevard?
Yeah. Pretty sure.
Okay.
Anyways.
So is it an option?
Yeah. So they called me and they were like, well, we're scheduling now. Our next appointment consultation is February 9th. And I was like, okay. So tell me, like, what happens. And so they were like, my dog, Itty Bitty Baby, is being obnoxious and she's chewing on my notebook. You're not helping anything. Anyways. And she's like, okay, so the consultation is $300. It's a 75-minute consultation in person with your doctor. And they do a ultrasound at that appointment. So I was like, oh, okay, well, first of all, that's already way more than this place did for my $300, mm-hmm. California IVF, because yeah. Now, you know, whatever. And then I was like, okay, well, let's just say I do come in for a said consultation. Mm-hmm. How long are you guys pushing out IVF? Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And she's like, to clarify, like, we don't have a wait list. Like, that's not how it works. Like, we don't take in consultations until we can take on IVF. And I was like, well, pretty sure that I thought that's how everything worked. But then I found out with this place or whatever that it was like March, April. On a wait list.
So you might not have asked the question or maybe you're getting to it. But so I already put it in a cup. Do I have to redo that?
So we wouldn't know till after our consultation.
Okay.
So at the consultation, that's when the doctor would then say, here's all the diagnostic work I want done. And it's kind of at the doctor's discretion if they are comfortable with using other clinics' said diagnostics.
What about said diagnostic that just came back today?
That would be fine.
That would
blood
be
work
fine.
Would be fine.
So we wouldn't have to repay for that.
Exactly.
Just to go through another, because it's already a third party kind of clinic thing. Not clinic, but the
test.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Exactly. And same with the blood work. Because but like. You know, for example, some doctors may want to, like, oh, well, I don't trust their semen analysis. I want it done how my technicians
then
do.
That's fine.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we can deal with that. But so the blood thing, like the blood going through, obviously, if you follow podcast number 3, if you find out about the blood test with the
$10 one?
The Quest versus the $10 one.
Yeah.
Anyway, we wouldn't have to go through that again.
Right.
Okay.
So I spent like 2 hours at work while I was up at Greeter and we were completely dead and had nothing going on. I did research on both clinics.
And these are the pages that I'm looking at now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I did find out California IVF said based on your semen analysis, your sperm sucks. And we'd have to have an ICSI where they inject one strong swimmer into the egg. They don't just say, here are the swimmers, here's the egg, and put them in a dish and say, okay, figure it out.
My shit sucks that bad?
Yeah.
Is it because I'm old?
Probably.
And drink beer.
What? You drink beer?
No, never.
I didn't think so.
Okay.
So California IVF includes the ICSI in that first cycle cost of $13,500. They include all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So Northern California IVF, they do like a, we charge you less each time you have to have something done so that like, because we feel bad we've taken $20,000 from you, which is super nice. But anyways, so they charge $2,000 to do the ICSI. So they're actually $2,000 cheaper until you charge that. And then they're right back at the same exact
cost. So to take my boy and put it into your egg, yeah, it's $2,000.
Yeah, I think what they do is they like clean the sperm and then they take the one strongest one and then they insert it into the egg.
Is there like a money back guarantee on any of this crap?
No, but remember I did tell you that California IVF offered that, but you had to pay like, it was like $30,000 or $40,000 and it was a guarantee. Or you get your money back.
That's a big gamble, dude.
And we, well,
that's a $20,000 gamble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you said, I don't think we're going to have too bad of a problem. I think I'd rather just kind of go for it.
No, I agree. I still agree. But good Lord.
So I went on this website that I had heard of. It's called Fertility IQ. And I looked up their, like, success rates and their reviews.
Which one?
For both.
Okay.
Clinics. So, first I pulled up Northern California Fertility medical center, whatever. Mm-hmm. They have five doctors, mm-hmm. and they're open 365 days a year, which I thought was really good because ours, remember, he was like, well, hopefully it doesn't fall on Thanksgiving. We're closed on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then, like, they'll be closed, like, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, which...
But, so I'm looking in the opposite as, is this is just a chop shop, you know, they're open 365 days a year. They don't take a freaking...
What? A chop? Brian, a fertility cycle falls on any single given day. You can't say what day a baby is going to want to be, or an embryo is going to want to be put in or not. Like, mm-hmm. you have to go based on your cycle. Mm-hmm. Waiting one day or doing it one day early could fuck up an entire cycle of $20,000.
Well, okay.
Like, I honestly, like... That's a really big thing for them to not be closed.
Okay.
That's why they have five doctors. They're on a rotation. Like, you know.
Well, you're educating me at the same time, too.
You're offending me at the same time.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
Anyways,
with my ignorance.
So they have 138 reviews, and they have a score of 9.3 out of 10 altogether, and 80% of people strongly recommend them. And they do an average of 837 cycles a year. With an average...
So is that 837 people? Is that basically what that is?
No, it's 837 cycles. So one female could do six cycles a year.
Okay.
Maybe less, but you know what I'm saying. It doesn't necessarily mean people. And... They have, for people under 35, a 78% success rate.
So almost 80%.
Yep. So California IVF, they only have 31 reviews. So they've got 100 and something less reviews. So I always like it when there's more reviews because I feel like when there's not very many reviews, it's kind of like jaded.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but they have a 7.7 out of 10. And 63.
So we're already going with the wrong place.
Hush your little panties. And they have a 63% strongly recommend, and they do 733 cycles a year, so they do about 100 cycles less a year.
So,
but their success rate is 81% for under 35, which is why I picked them in the first place because they had the highest success rate.
So I don't know nothing about what's going on here. Like, honestly,
did I lose you with the numbers?
No, you didn't lose me with the numbers. You actually gained me with the numbers.
Okay.
Like,
but wait, I have a lot more.
Okay.
Okay. Just because this is so, Dr. Gross, remember, he's the one who we initially talked to on the phone.
Is that the one? Yeah, mm-hmm. On the group chat.
He had one review, and they gave him a 0 out of 10.
Why?
I don't know, but I liked him.
No, he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
He sounded like an older gentleman.
Yeah. Now the doctor that we're now assigned to, Dr. Goud, G-O-U-D. Mm. He had 31 reviews.
Mm.
No. That was how many reviews the whole place had. Oh, he had 11 reviews.
Mm.
And he had a 4.7 out of 10.
That's not very good.
No. And literally 10 out of the 11 reviews were like, his bedside manner sucks. He doesn't know my name. I'm just a number to him. Like, I don't think he gives a shit. But I think that could also be... Very, what's the word I want to say? Help me out. Cultural. Like, I think that's just in his culture.
Not being a weirdo, what kind of culture is he?
I believe he's Indian.
Okay.
And I've worked with a lot of Indian families, like when I babysat,
mm-hmm.
when I was younger, and it's just kind of in their culture. Like, they don't have, like, that empathy. Like,
they're very standoffish. Well, like, not standoffish, but, like, impersonal, like.
You're being an asshole. No, they're just very fact-oriented. That's, okay. You know, I don't think that they're being, I just think that it's, like, a gene that I just think it's cultural.
Okay.
I just think it's cultural that maybe they don't have that, like, sweetheart, are you doing okay? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's just like, okay, I'm going to do my job.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't hate him for it. But of the 11 reviews, only one was a successful transfer.
That's not good.
So he either has a really bad streak of succession, or only the people that were mad went there. Which, if they do... 733 cycles a year and 11 people responded. I mean, and there's only four doctors there, three practicing. So I don't know.
I'm still, you're making me lean towards the other place.
I know.
Like, at this point.
But my...
And we're not, like, totally, totally invested.
I know, but I think... So my thing is I kind of hate the idea of starting over. But at the same time, like, it'd be better to start over now than when we're, like, knee-deep in it.
Mm-hmm. Like...
But...
10, 15 racks deep in it.
But what if we go to the consultation in February and we hate that place? Then what do we do?
I don't know. Can we, like...
So my thought
process... Can you overlap them? I guess that's my point.
So that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, what if we just kind of, like, keep with California IVF, keep going with what we're doing. But the only thing is I've got a $700 expense coming up, which is... The
blood work and all that.
The saline uterus test.
I personally would rather take. It's hard for me to say this. Believe me, John Q. Public. I'd rather take a 700.
Can we just pause really quickly? Brian is on a podcast where he has to use his mouth and speak. And for those that are watching and saw it, he just put a lipper of effing chewing tobacco in so that he can talk properly now. And he didn't just put one or two pouches in. You put like fucking four in.
Three.
You put an obnoxious amount in. You can't even open your mouth properly.
Anyway. I would rather take a $700 gamble than a $20,000 gamble.
So your suggestion is that we stick with California IVF as things are planned.
Mm-hmm.
Go do my saline test.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we haven't started a cycle by my appointment February 9th, go to that consultation. Or even if we're offered a cycle before then, not go until we go to the consultation. Or like, what is your...
Wait. So you have to go to the saline appointment
mm-hmm.
during your cycle.
Correct.
Catch me up from there, because I'm confused.
Oh, okay. So you are using you're thinking of the term as cycle of my period. Yes. I'm using the term cycle as in an IVF cycle.
Okay.
So what I was saying is, okay, so just a heads up, the California IVF got back to me and said, if your period doesn't start by December 21st, give us a call. We'll make another step. Otherwise, okay. It should start by then.
Okay.
So I've got 5 more days.
Okay.
To patient. So in theory, within 5 days, I'll call them. I'll have started my period and we'll set up the saline test.
Yeah. Okay.
But what if they're like, hey, we have an opening for January 30th to start your IVF cycle. Would we then proceed
this is
California IVF, who says they can't do it till March or April.
Okay.
But let's say they're like, you know what, we're ready to do IVF, we're ready to do an egg retrieval.
Okay.
Would you be like, yes, let's do that, or no, I want to wait until Northern California and I want to spend the $300 and go to that consultation and kind of see what they're offering?
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I see what you're saying.
So
First Joint wants to do egg retrieval, potentially.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say, for example, before the consultation at the other place. Mm. Would you want to proceed, or do you kind of want to pause until you talk to the other place?
Not
that it's something that has to be decided right now, but it's just things I think about.
But, and honestly, I didn't even know, like, all this was an option, or all this,
this all came to fruition. I wasn't getting there. I was like,
fruition.
This all came to fruition between 1 and 2 p.m. this afternoon.
Okay.
So it's.
So it's I really just had 2 hours. It's nothing I would really know about anyway.
It's not like you missed anything.
It's not like something you told me and I forgot. Mm-hmm.
So it. I spent 2 hours going through and doing more research.
I
guess what I'm mad at myself about is that I had originally called NorCal IVF and they were like booked out like 3 months before they were even talking about doing a consultation. And I was like, which would have been now, in case you wondered.
Mm.
And I was like, well, California IVF can get me in freaking 2.5 months sooner. Mm-hmm. And California IVF has better success rate. So, like, why would I wait?
But not...
I mean, 3% is 3%. When we're talking about, you know... Obviously, the higher... Anyways. So, I kind of agree with you. I think that we should...
entertain both options.
Yeah, and just kind of...
Play it by ear.
Yeah, do what feels right, I guess, at the time.
Yeah.
Maybe once we go in for that saline uterus test, we'll maybe be able to meet the doctor and really get a feel. Because we haven't met him. We haven't talked to him. We have nothing. No,
dude, this dude just giving us advice. Like, all right, cool. I'm a handshake kind of guy. Like, I'm a handshake, like, freaking talk to you kind of guy.
To be fair, though, we picked a virtual visit. Had we picked an in-person visit, we probably would have already met him.
Yeah, but a virtual visit isn't even with the doctor that we're dealing with now.
I know, which is why I'm saying it would have been different if we had chosen it in person. I honestly wish we had the freaking doctor that we had the virtual visit with. I really liked him.
No, I did too.
Apparently, it's not an option.
I don't know. It's just tough. The toughest part is that you're going to be money deep in all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And how much do you want to be money deep before you pick and choose where you're going to go?
Well, and I guess the thing is it's hard for me because it's like the end goal is a baby, right?
Absolutely.
And so it's like, where do I have the best chance of getting a baby? It's like, it's all I care about. Like, can someone just tell me, yes, you're going to have a effing baby?
Like, can you, like, here, dude, I'll even pony up, I'll figure out how to find freaking 40 racks for that. Like.
But that is California IVF. That's the guarantee thing.
It's guaranteed or your money back. It's not guaranteed.
Or your money back.
It's guaranteed or your money back.
And then you get 40 grand to go spend somewhere else.
Exactly. That's my point.
Oh, this dog that's at the back door is driving me nuts.
That's your Kimber dog.
I know. She's been obnoxious. So I've been stressed out AF for like 3 weeks now, which I'm sure is really helping my period come. And anybody is just staring at me. But this today did not de-stress me in any way, shape, or form. It made me more stressed out.
Yeah, I'm not.
I did a lot of research when we originally, and so like that's my thing is I was like, I feel like I did a lot of research and I made an executive decision of where we were going to go and I feel like I should stick with it. But then I'm like, but there's this other thing. And then I don't think that like looking around is necessarily a bad thing either.
Look, we're so like new into this that going to another place is like, look, we got to give. And I understand that money is an issue for everybody, but it's all relative.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to give this place that we went to $1,000 to understand that it's a not great experience.
If that's what we come up with.
Yeah. So we
have to spend $300 the other place to realize that that's not the place we want to go.
Exactly.
So it's
all a relative thing.
And I was trying to explain it to the girls at work a little bit, and I was like, I mean, in the scope of things of a $25,000 start to finish for one cycle procedure, the $300 or the $700, like, it's not really a thing.
Or even the $1,000. So the 25, like, and I want to reiterate, money is a thing in our household.
As in, we don't have it.
Exactly.
We don't have it to where we can throw $1,000 around, but...
But it's not a thing when it's something that's very important to both of us.
Yeah, when it comes to our future child, hopefully.
So if we have to throw $1,000 at the clinic that we're at now and another $300 and we decide... It's worth it to me.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know, I hate wasting money, but I mean, you got to pay to play. Like that's just what it is. It's we're we're trying to find the best odds in gambling. And if you've ever played in a casino, the best odds...
She's being ridiculous.
If you've ever played in a casino, the best odds are at a craps table.
Yeah.
And guess what?
You're going to lose your ass still.
You can put a lot of money on a craps table, and you can win a lot of money on a craps table.
I've never won a lot of money on a craps table.
You can lose a lot of money, like, real quick.
I've done that.
There's a reason why 7 is the number.
We don't even say that number in this house. That's almost like the F word. And I don't mean farts. So speaking of almost wasting money, I should say, we bought tickets for Supercross.
Yeah, we sure did. Hey, Tex, you listening?
So we bought tickets for Supercross.
Tex ain't listening.
He's not listening. You could literally tag him in the post. I could. And he still wouldn't listen.
No.
You could give him the breakdown. Listen at 30 minutes and 70 seconds, and he still wouldn't listen.
Well, that'd be 31 minutes.
I understand. I knew you were going to bust me. I knew you were going to fucking call me out. All right, try not to die on the thing. Anyways, so we bought the Supercross tickets. I almost bought the non-refundable hotel that night, but I was like, I'm going to wait till tomorrow when we get paid, because money's a thing.
Money's a thing, but it's not a thing.
So like... then I wake up the next morning, I'm getting things ready, and I was Dixie, our pregnant dog, was just being a complete jerk face, and I was like, oh my God, what am I gonna do with her when these puppies get here? Oh shit.
And you mathed it out.
And the puppies are literally due the same week of the Supercross. And we had already talked about we were gonna take Itty Bitty and Cooper with us because...
mind you, Supercross is 3 hours away, and we're going to stay overnight.
Yeah, and I did not feel comfortable leaving either A, one-week-old puppies, or B, a very pregnant, about-to-pop mom home alone. So...
And neither do I, because we'd have to have her or the puppies in the house that are going to destroy the house.
Stop licking my nose, itty bitty. Which,
granted, our house isn't, you know, the nicest. But
I'd still like it to not be destroyed
by
puppies.
I'd still like it to not be freaking ham-boned when I get home.
Yeah. So, luckily, one of Brian's friends was like, yeah, I'm going to go to Supercross. I'll buy those tickets. And I was like, do you have to put your nose on the microphone? This is why JoJo is not allowed to be
in
here.
Kill her?
He doesn't mean it. You take it back and you tell her you love her. You say it. Say, I love you, itty bitty baby.
Nobody likes you, itty bitty.
He's just lying. He loves you. That was not very nice.
Nobody likes you, itty bitty.
That was fine. I didn't like the other part. Anyways, so the fun of Supercross is gone. But you know
we
what?
We can watch it on TV.
Very true. Not as fun.
Actually, beer's cheaper. We can sit on our couch.
Okay. So you know how we're going to the casino for New Year's Eve, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh. What if we went to Cache Creek for New Year's Eve? Because I really, really want to go.
Okay.
But Cache Creek, a hotel is sold out. So we'd have to stay at a hotel nearby that's 30 minutes away. Or do an Airbnb. Or then I was thinking, or we could do it at the end of January for my birthday. And I don't even know how you feel about him, but Jay Leno. Do you like Jay Leno?
He was good when he was on the TV.
Anyways, he cracks me up on Last Man Standing. You know what I'm talking about?
Where he's where he's the mechanic guy.
He's going to be there on January 29th doing a show, and tickets are like $50. And I was like, and they have a hotel room for $350. But remember that money, no object thing?
Yeah. Podcast people, I'm getting bust out right now. I'm getting busted out right now.
Well, that's why we never go to Cache Creek. Every time we want to go, it's $350 for a hotel room. And we're like, yeah, never mind. So I didn't know if it would be better to, A, go for New Year's Eve and stay somewhere nearby. That way we didn't have two, trips in the same month. To a casino or whatever. Mm-hmm. or if we should go for my birthday and do that Jay Leno thing, or if I should just keep pushing it off until eventually one time we go. Which is it's a valid option. I mean, we've been doing it for 3 years.
I'm going to go with the push it off till it's till it's a valid option.
Great. So either hopefully I'm pregnant or have a child when we go next.
Hopefully you're pregnant so we don't have to spend money on drinks. For you.
Oh! The truth comes out. I was actually really proud of you. I was like, oh my God, you're not going to drink for me, baby? Should have known that was bullshit.
What?
Ooh, what did we get here?
What did we get here?
I don't know.
A new baby cow?
No. Yes,
we got cow. A new baby cow.
I'm
we
talking about the white stuff outside, you weenus.
Oh, snow.
Yeah. That's snow.
S-N-O-W.
That's why itty bitty baby, for those that are, if they're watching, she's wearing a snow jacket because there was, like, how many inches of snow you think we got?
Well, when it first dropped, probably at least 8 to 10 inches.
You think that's it?
Yeah. 8 to 10 inches.
The stack on top of the car was huge.
Yeah, it was probably 8 to 10 inches. But you got to remember, it's not Ohio snow.
No, I know. Either.
It's not Ohio snow.
We only had 8 to 10 inches, really?
Yeah, probably.
They were talking about it Fair Play in Omo that they got freaking...
I could be wrong.
8 inches.
I could be wrong.
I'm going to need you to get out with a measuring stick next time.
Once we get snow again?
Yeah, it's too late now. I'm still not very happy about you switching cars either.
Yeah.
I don't think that was a good idea.
I think it'll be fine.
I think that we have a rule, like once winter hits, you don't drive that car.
That car gets way better gas mileage.
I don't care. It's 2 months out of the year.
Silence. You people watching the video will know.
I'm giving the evil smile. So when there's snow on the ground, I don't like Brian to drive his rear wheel drive.
Front.
Even worse. Front wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him to drive his front wheel drive car because, well, the snow. And then also in winter, I'm not so worried about snow as much as, thought you were going to knock my glass over like she always does.
Meh. She used the stairs, though.
I didn't buy the stairs for her. We bought dog stairs, and I bought them for Cooper, our corgi, because he cannot get up here.
ADD. Finish your story about...
Well, I wanted to finish this story because I was directing.
All right.
Hey, jerk face.
Okay.
Anyways, I bought it for the corgi because he cannot jump up on this couch. And he won't touch it. And mm-hmm. itty bitty baby who can leap bounds prances down it one step at a time and up whatever. Anyways, I don't worry so much about just the snow as I do like when... It starts to melt and then it gets cold overnight and then in the morning it's frozen and then you're driving a front wheel drive on black ice.
Which is not going to make a difference whether I'm in a four wheel drive or...
Except you drive the truck a lot more responsibly than you drive that car.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't...
That is definitely a thing. Yes.
I'm not laughing. I'm very serious. I'm not happy about the switch.
Would you like me to re-switch it?
Yes, I would. It would make me very happy.
Okay, I will.
And if you're so worried about the gas mileage, I will gladly drive the truck and you can drive the Subi.
I like driving my truck.
Okay.
I'll re-switch it.
Okay. Or I can drive the little white car.
No.
Oh, why can't I drive it? But you can. Ooh. Ooh.
No.
Ooh. Ooh. All right. You can't drive the white car until you would let me drive the white car in the winter.
Mm. Okay.
I think that's called a win.
That's fair.
Don't you think it's fair?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Because that...
That's fair enough. Like, here, and this is totally not podcast wisdom or... radio courage or anything like that. I really don't cherish my life as much as I do my wife's.
Babe.
But it's like for me, I'm just like, I fucking wrecked the thing. you know, whatever. But if Nicole was to wreck it and get hurt, I don't know how I would
deal with myself. Well, that's exactly my point. If I didn't say anything about how uncomfortable it made me feel that you were driving this sports car in the middle of winter.
Okay.
Then I would feel the same way.
Okay. Now I'm glad. I'm glad that you expressed to me how you feel, because I didn't look at it like that. I'm just like, whatever. It is what it is. Like, I'm going to freaking drive the car that gets better gas mileage.
But the $20 that you're going to save
and
not worth it.
Now that you're mathing it out, I understand. It doesn't make the most sense. I get it. I get it. It's not worth me risking my... I get it. And okay, after said podcast, which, you know, you all are listening to...
You'll go switch cars?
I'm going to go switch cars.
Thanks, babe. And maybe next time you decide that you're going to switch the cars, maybe talk to me. That way you don't have to waste your time.
Well, I just thought that, you know, I could get my car out and call it good.
And the reason that we are making such a big deal about getting the car out...
is because I normally couldn't.
Because we have like a, how many feet?
16-foot gate.
No, I was going to talk about the area in front of the gate, like before the road.
Oh, probably 20-foot long, quote-unquote, driveway.
You think that's 20 feet?
Yeah, it's about 20 feet.
How long's the truck?
16.
Really?
Yeah, it's a freaking... half-ton truck.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Half-ton truck, four-door.
My guess, honestly, would have been 10 feet.
No.
Like, for the whole driveway.
No.
Okay, anyway, so we have a 20-foot-ish driveway.
Out in front of the gate. In front of the gate.
Well, I was going to get there.
Okay.
Gravelly area.
Yes.
And then we have a gate. Mind you, we don't have any driveway. Like actual cement,
pavement, anything. No, we
don't. So we have like a 20-foot gravel driveway before this 16-foot wide gate.
Yes.
That itty bitty baby. We're not barking while we're out on podcast. It's not happening. And you, in order to move cars in and out, you have to be able to move this 16-foot gate essentially 90 degrees.
And when
through a foot of snow,
when there's a foot of snow on the ground, which is probably somewhat close to what we had on the ground, so that's why
it's melting.
That's why it's melting, yes, and
so
that's why I pulled my car out. Yeah. But that's also the same reason why, like, hey, the weather people are calling for snow.
Move
like,
the cars out.
Move
now.
The cars out before.
Because do not lick the microphone. Because
you are not moving a 16-foot wide gate with a foot of snow on the ground unless you're shoveling for about an hour, hour and a half. And that's not happening.
It's not happening.
So.
Yeah.
I will, if it makes you feel better, I will switch cars.
Thank you. And then then maybe not switch the cars again until there's zero snow on the ground.
How much do you love me?
Zero. Because one is too much. If you don't understand, go to TikTok. Nice segue to TikTok, Brian.
That's
thank
right.
you.
You're right.
So we're on TikTok and Instagram. I got a foot cramp and it hurts. I wasn't going to address
That's not a segue, but anyway.
I wasn't going to address the foot cramp, but then I was making a face, and I was like, if anybody sees the video, they're going to be like, why is she making said face? So I was like, I better answer. Anyways, back to the segue. Isn't a segue that...
That scooter thing that the mall cops drive?
Yes!
That Paul Blart drives?
Yes. And isn't Impractical Joker's Murr, like, obsessed with... Segways.
Yeah, he has one.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They crushed it in that one
episode. Yeah, they did. With a monster truck. Which I totally do, by the way. Like, freak, give me a monster truck, dude. I'll smash that shit.
Anyways, okay, segue. I can't stop thinking about it. Anyways, so we're on TikTok and Instagram. Our name is Now You Want a Baby. You can also send us an email at nowyouwantababy@gmail.com. The dog was scratching at the door, and I thought it was a dishwasher or something, and I was like, what is that noise? And I was like, why'd you start the dishwasher? Speaking of which, when we lost power the other night, the dishwasher was running.
Okay.
And so the dishwasher has to be run again.
Okay.
Okay. Just
duly noted.
Thank you. I didn't want you to think the dishes were clean.
Duly noted.
So we did the TikTok and the Insta, and we did the email. We're also on Patreon, if you can support our podcast, patreon.com/nowyouwantababy. Or you can call us at 304-806-BABY. Baby! You didn't do it right. You had to have more exuberance.
Yeah. Well, well, they understand it when I say it.
Okay. Yes, sir. So, thank you for listening. Did I tell you that this is episode 10?
Yeah, you did.
And we're in double digits.
Mm-hmm.
We're
almost, and we have double digit followers, too.
I know. We almost might be like a tweenager.
Wow.
And we hit 50. I don't know if I said that last time.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah. Anyways.
Maybe we're going to get 51 after this one.
I think we're at like 52, but whatever. We got you from last time. So yeah, thank you so much for listening to our podcast and our update. I think that's it.
That's all I got.
We'll be recording next time on Christmas Eve, and it'll be posting on Christmas Eve.
It'll be Wednesday?
No, we're gonna do it on Thursday. Christmas Eve is Friday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so we're gonna do it on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Which is Thursday, which is normal for us. And then, you'll have to tell me what we're doing about the, you did tell me what we're doing about the Cache Creek thing. We're not going.
No, I did.
Damn it.
Yeah,
sorry. I thought I gave a really compelling argument to go.
You actually did, but I sorry tried. About your bad luck.
I have bad luck, itty bitty.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to So Now You Want a Baby. I'm Nicole.
I'm Brian. I'm out of beer.
You've been out of beer since you put the chew in your mouth.
That's my tagline, dude. I'm out of beer.
What about your sperm is slow as freak and we got to do an ICSI?
I guess we'll figure that out when we do it. I gotta go talk to the dogs.
Okay, they're arguing outside. Itty bitty. Go figure that out. All right, bye guys.